I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. In Russia, this week started right where the last one left off, with the release of high-profile prisoners. Last week, it was Mikhail Khodorkovsky, once a powerful critic of President Vladimir Putin. Today, two members of the protest punk band Pussy Riot walked free. They'd been in jail for most of the past 2 years, convicted of hooliganism after holding an anti-Putin protest inside a cathedral. After their release, the women criticized Putin's decision to grant them amnesty, calling it a PR stunt.
This is just a show ahead of the Olympics. They want to prevent a boycott of the Russian Winter Olympics. But let's remember all those people who are still in Russian jails, forgotten, but they don't belong there.
That was Nadezhda Tolokonikova, shortly after walking out of her Siberian prison. But Putin and his government have their supporters, too. Dmitry Babich is a political analyst for the state-run radio station Voice of Russia. He points out that the members of Pussy Riot were also doing a PR stunt at the time they were arrested.
I think it was not political in the beginning. Primarily, it was aimed just at attracting attention and making Christians in Russia angry because they performed that so-called song inside the altar of the church and they called the patriarch, the head of Orthodox Church, a bitch in that song. So it was primarily anti-religious. Later on, when the hammer started to come to the anvil and there was a criminal case, the Western media framed them as political protesters and they tried to fit that image.
But that kind of provocation certainly didn't warrant a prison sentence.
I think that they should have been condemned. There should have been a verdict. And I'm glad that it was just hooliganism, because if they tried to attract any kind of political stuff here, like insulting religious feelings, that would be very difficult to prove with the kind of professional attorneys that the Pussy Riot members had. But certainly, I think the verdict was just. They did some very bad things. As for Khodorkovsky, I think it's a different matter, because it was not part of this amnesty, which released not only Pussy Riot members, but also thousands of other people kept in jail. It was just a decision of the president. The Russian president, just like the American one, has the right to pardon people in jail. And with Khodorkovsky, I think that it was just a miscalculation on the part of the West. It was the right calculation on the part of Putin, a miscalculation on the part of the West.
What do you mean by that?
I think that the West convinced itself that Khodorkovsky is a politician. For all of these 10 years, we have been reading in the Western press that he is a powerful man, that he has convictions, Putin is afraid of him, he could be a very good candidate at presidential election. And I'm not sure that's the case, because Khodorkovsky never won any elections. He was never a politician. He was always that kind of oligarchic businessman of the Russian 90s.
Vladimir Putin has made these gestures. One is to release Khodorkovsky. Another is this amnesty, which affects a number of people, including the members of Pussy Riot. But he's sort of not getting much love from the Western press even after that. Why do you think that is?
Well, because the Western press is extremely inobjective. It creates the reality that it wants to see. It's more about show business now than about press, because the real press is about fighting stereotypes and telling the truth. And the Western press is about confirming stereotypes that people have in their minds, not only about Russia, but about a number of other things.
Let's go to our respective business, which is media and news. You know, a respected news agency in Russia, RIA Novosti, just got shut down. Is there a sense among any Russians that Putin is getting too powerful?
He has his limitations, just like any modern politician. One of the problems with him is he's extremely unpopular in the West. And this is something that makes our elite sort of sad. This creates for him a lot of enemies inside Russia. But it's not because I like Putin too much. I think he can be criticized for lots of things. You know, you may be surprised, but I think he's too liberal. He introduced a lot of liberal solutions in Russian economy, which just destroyed whole industries. And that made him unpopular with the people. But the West doesn't listen to the Russian people. It only listens to the people it wants to listen to. You know, this small circle of liberal opposition, which considers Khodorkovsky a hero and Pussy Riot members artists.
That was Dmitry Babich, political analyst for the state-run Voice of Russia radio station.